Welcome back to the Matt Flynn Show on this Monday morning, the federal holiday for Juneteenth Day. Hope you're having a good day so far. Hope you had a good Father's Day, too, for those of you that are fathers, or even if you're not, hope you had a good Father's Day. And Stu Daniels here, filling in for Matt Flynn today. He'll be back tomorrow, as usual. And we've been discussing a number of topics today. A lot of different things going on. And I want to get back to some more about what's going on with Wisconsin Democrats, the upcoming convention this weekend. But before we do, let's go to the phones. It looks like we have Jeannie from Eau Claire on the line. Good morning, Jeannie. Are you there?
Oh. Hello?
Hey, Jeannie, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Hey, good morning. How are you today?
Well, let's see. I'm kind of hanging in there. I'm anxiously waiting for tomorrow when we have more of the hearing on. I think that everybody, you know, who listens to this show and everybody in our country has a duty to get their butts out of their chairs and get down to vote, because I am an old lady at 67, and I have never seen anything like the, and I don't like using horrifying, but it is, let's get real, threats to our democracy, the behaviors of the do-nothing Republicans. I mean, we were so blessed that people got out, and I'm so proud of them, to get in our governor, Tony Evers. Now, a lot of people, you know, they think he should be yelling and screaming and going after the Republicans for the crap that they're pulling. However, that's our job. His job is to get his job done. And that's what he's been doing in spite of all the roadblocks that these people have put up, you know, in front of him. And it's our job to support President Biden, because he also faces numerous roadblocks, you know, obstructions. I mean, what president ever had to face what's going on in our country right now? What president had to go in and be elected after people try to overturn his election? I've never seen anything like it. Plus, Ukraine situation going on. People, you know, I don't mean to say whining, but we've been spoiled in our country, and we've had it pretty darn good compared to a lot of countries, and we need to fight to save it. Now, we can't kick Biden out because huge oil prices. We can't kick him out because, guess what? Something happened in the plant that babies didn't get their formula, but God darn it, he got on it right away. We didn't have anybody that was trying to get COVID under control. Who got in? Biden. He started fighting and getting things to people for COVID, you know, all the things that they needed. I mean, if we let those Republicans take over our state, and we need to get out there and protect ourselves, because we would have had a lot more people sick or dead. I mean, these people who call themselves Republicans, we need to fight against these guys and get them out of office, because they will take us down. And they don't care about anybody. They haven't come up with one idea, not one, to help our country or do anything, you know, to improve our situations that are going on. And if they would have stayed in power, everybody would be hurting right now. We have to support the people who are taking the steps and fighting the fight, who work every day. And we can't sit and complain. We got to say, hey, we're lucky we got them. And they're doing everything they can, and we need to vote people in to support them. Yeah. And we're the ones that should be yelling about what's going on in our country. They don't have time. They don't have time to play politics, the Democrats that are working for us. Every single day, they got things on their agenda, and I've watched them at work, and I've watched them fighting for us. And I hope people start paying attention really closely, because this is significant, and I'm really concerned, but I do know that the people we got in there are working for us on the Democratic side. Anyway, I didn't mean to go on this spiel there.
No, I'm glad you did, Jeannie. You had a lot of great things to say, as usual. And let me ask you one question before you go. If you did know someone who was a swing voter, somebody who sometimes votes for Democrats and sometimes votes for Republicans, what would you say to them about why it's important to support Democrats at this time? What is it that you would say to this swing voter?
There's a lot. Our lives depend on it. Children's lives depend on it. Churchgoers' lives depend on it. What about, they won't even negotiate on military-style weapons. And every day there's murders and there's massacres in our country when there's not in other countries. Let's talk about the economy. Republicans have never done anything to improve the economy. Never. They've usually spent money they didn't have, give big tax breaks to the wealthiest people that don't even affect the common, ordinary person. Oh, we gave you tax breaks. Give me a break. Our schools. Democrats have tried to make schools good for all kids. What do? They want to send our school dollars over to their private schools, and then they fold up and, you know, kids are hurt because of it. Kids need good education. I mean, I can tell you so many things. And then the worst part of it is they lie. Republicans lie. They said our election was stolen. They tried to take away my vote and many other people's votes. Hey, they're the ones that are stealing. And it's unbelievable to me. Oh, and another thing, too, mm-hmm. You got the Koch brothers and you got Alec, and they're funding these people that are polluting the environment. So you better wake up, folks. This is a wake-up call because we need you. Yeah. I'm an independent, and I've been an independent my entire life. I believed in all parties. However, I've never seen the racism. I've never seen the hatred. I've never seen the lying. And I've never seen the stealing.
Yeah.
You know, Jeannie, as I am now. So people wake up. We got to protect our country, our moral values, our rule of law. Everything's involved. I've never seen it like it. I didn't mean to go on a big
rant. No, that's good. I'm glad you said all those things. Let me ask you one thing. You surprised me when you said that you are an independent. Now, does that mean that you have in the past supported or voted for Republicans?
Years ago, I used to have Republican and Democrat and independent and green signs in my yard. I voted for the person, but not anymore. No way. But I won't join a party because I'll support a party, but I want to be thinking outside the box, and I'm supporting the good guys. I'm supporting the people that always come through for us, and that is the Democrats.
Wow. All right, Jeannie, thank you, as always, for the call. It's always great to hear from you. Hey, let's continue on. Let's go to Bill from Oconomowoc. Good morning, Bill. What do you have to say today?
Good morning. Great show. By the way, I'm going to kind of echo what the last caller said, but I'm going to go to ground zero. I'm going to go to the point hard. If the January 6th commission does not prosecute the criminals all the way to the top, all the problems we're facing now are going to mean nothing because we're not going to be living under democracy. If we blow this off like, oh, we'll slap their hands and let them go. No, if he gets back in, or the ilk of him gets back in, like DeSantis, our democracy is finished. It's over. We've got a long history of democracy in this country, and now we got this cultist right wing. It isn't all of them. But I read yesterday, I think it's 60% of them, Republicans, still believe the election was stolen from them. Well, they didn't talk about Gore and Bush when that happened, but that was, you know, that you could say that. But if we don't draw the line in the sand with January 6th, inflation, gas prices, that'll be the least of our worries. Thanks for giving me the airtime, and have a wonderful day.
All right, Bill, thank you for the call. And, Your comment brought something back to me. You know, when Earl and I used to do the morning show in Milwaukee for, 3.5 years, we started doing it right after Donald Trump got into office. We started in March of 2017, And we went through until, the summer of 2020, in the height of the pandemic. And, you know, at the beginning of those 3.5 years, sometimes I would go on the air and I would say crazy things like, I mean, this is in 2017, right after Trump took office. I'd say things like, well, you know, Trump's a fascist and he's going to try to take over the country and he'll never leave office and stuff. And we thought that was funny and we thought it was a joke at the time. But now look where we're at after just a few years. It's hard to believe. We got time for one more call before we go to the break. Let's go to CJ in Stoughton, who's always got good stuff to say, right? CJ, how are you today?
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call, Stu. Mm-hmm. You know, we're living in a Democrat world right now, and the failures.
Wait, tell me what you mean by that. We're living in a Democrat world. What's that mean to you?
On day one, Biden attacked our energy independence, and we're feeling that every day now. This party picks and chooses what laws they want to enforce. The Supreme Courts and our own judges are feeling that now.
When you talk about the Supreme Court, are you saying that the Supreme Court leans to Democratic values, to progressive values? Is that what you're saying?
No, I'm saying that allowing protesters to threaten and in front of judges and try to persuade, and also an attempt to assassinate a Supreme Court justice, your party looks the other way. They don't enforce the
CJ,
law.
I wish we had more time to hear what you had to say, because it's always interesting, that's for sure. But we are running out of time. We got to go to a break. I hear the music. Thanks for the call, brother. We got a lot more calls lined up. We'll try to get to all of them before this show is over. Stick around. You're tuned in to Matt Flynn Direct.